pinch hitting for Jenny Vaughn this morning at Ivy Tech is Susie Graham, the Executive Director for Resource Development. Susie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm great. I'm still kind of shaking my head when you said November 19th.
Yeah.
How it got to be November 19th, but here we are.
When every day is in the 60s, it seems like it doesn't feel very seasonal, but it will this weekend.
Yeah, excellent.
It's going to be chilly. Chilly and a little bit of rain as well, but you and I aren't going to do the forecast. We're not going to do Thanksgiving menus. We'd love to talk about turkey all morning long, but you've had an extremely busy week already, and it's just Thursday, and we're right in the middle of it because there's another big event coming up on Saturday. But let's start in chronological order, the big ribbon cutting, the big ceremony on Tuesday as the doors were open to the people that helped you make that possible. Tell us what we saw at the new campus on Tuesday afternoon.
Well, what we saw was the official dedication of our new 90,000 square foot expansion, which has been in the works from a physical perspective since spring of 2014. But if you look in the broader horizon, it's been in the works for the past almost 10 years because there was so much support that had to be established before we could move forward. But we fast forward to spring 2014, we broke ground, we kicked off a capital campaign, and this past Tuesday, we opened a spectacular new addition to our building that I think that anybody who walked in there would say, I can't believe this is Ivy Tech. It was just spectacular. Everything about it, the spaces, the way we are using spaces to not only to meet the needs of students, but to meet the needs of the community. It was a pretty feel good night.
It's been a fantastic journey, and to see all the pieces come together, to see all the construction stuff, to see everything cleaned up, really. I mean, you saw it from the beginning, and just to see everything evolve, and it has to be exciting. Now, when can the general public get a chance to see all the new stuff?
Yeah, good question. We are going to be having a community-wide open house this Saturday, and everyone is welcome. It's Saturday the 21st. Everyone's welcome. We'll be here from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. We'll be giving tours of the space. We will have food. We'll have music. We'll have entertainment, some fun things going on as well. Plenty of parking, easy to get into, easy to get out of. But really, I think what will be best for people is to have to get an updated snapshot of the capacity of Ivy Tech, the kinds of classes that we're offering. They'll have an opportunity to speak with faculty and other subject matter experts who are going to be here and talk about what's going on in these specific spaces, in new science labs, in new culinary spaces. We have a business administration allocated space. We have brand new library, bookstore, food service, lecture hall. Yeah, lots to see, and it'll be a really, really nice Saturday. So no matter what the weather is.
That's right. It's an indoor event.
Come out.
And there'll be, again, it's indoors. Just bring your umbrella. You'll be fine on that.
Yeah.
Susie Graham is our guest this morning. She is the Executive Director for Resource Development. Susie, I'm going to break in with some breaking news here that is enveloping the Twitterverse. Suspected mastermind of the Paris terror attacks, Abdelhamid Aboud was killed in yesterday's raid, French prosecutors confirmed. That's all over the news wires this morning. So obviously a story that we were following along after the mass murder of 129 French and world citizens in Paris last week. So we wanted to make sure everybody's up to speed on that. Sadly, that's what's happening and happened in France. But at Ivy Tech, we have more positive things to talk about. Maybe the generation that stays on track can make a difference in the world. And you've got all of the open house stuff. You had the ribbon cutting, but next week is Thanksgiving. Tell us a schedule out there for folks that are either having classes out there or make Ivy Tech part of their normal lives. What is the hours next week?
Yeah, so the college will be open Monday, Tuesday, and until noon on Wednesday, and then we will be closed the rest of the week. So in that time, yes, we will have classes, but mostly we encourage current students and those who are hoping to enroll for second semester to consider coming in and getting registered. This is still a really good time to do it because there are no lines, and you can get an appointment with an academic advisor in very short order. This is really the best time to take advantage of that.
And the other good news is, since the MCCSC is out next week, I think RBB's got a lighter schedule as well. That's if you need something to do on your break, there's a great way
to
do it. Go over there and make something work. And it's the holiday season, so you're looking at gifts. Instead of a gift card or something, a Christmas sweater or a pair of socks, how about the gift of lifelong learning?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You can even give the gift of lifelong learning as a gift card if you'd like.
Oh, really? You can do that?
Absolutely.
So that kills two birds with one stone.
We have, our Center for Lifelong Learning, which is it's headquartered right in the heart of downtown Bloomington in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. We've got some fun classes coming up that are geared exclusively toward the holidays. We have a holiday fair cooking class that's coming up that we do in tandem with the Bloomington Cooking School. We got a couple of fun classes down at a facility we teach in Orleans. So it's just over the border from Lawrence County into Orange County. Some fun things that are art related, they're cooking related. Like a Christmas tea for two they're going to hold at the old farmhouse down there. A watercolor Christmas and lunch on the farm class is going to be taking place on Saturday, December 5th. And it's easy to get information on all this. You can certainly go online to get any of that information. But if folks just call Ivy Tech, we can get them transferred to the Center for Lifelong Learning and get them registered.
Plenty of ways to get involved, plenty of different angles, whether you're aspiring to be a student or want to be re-educated down the road.
Oh, yeah.
You can help out. I like that, the Center for Lifelong Learning. Well, it is. You got to learn every day, right? You got to get smarter
and
keep that brain sharp. Hey, have a great Turkey Day, will you? Have a great holiday.
Thank you, Mike. You do the same. I appreciate that.
And I know we'll talk to you probably, if not in December, soon in the next year. So happy holiday to you and yours. God, that sounds weird to say, doesn't it?
I know.
Happy holiday.
I'll take it.
That's right, because we know we'll get a little time to spend with everybody coming up. All right, Susie, great job as always. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Mike. Great to hear from you.
Susie Graham, she's the executive director at Ivy Tech, and she handles resource development.